Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In I'm Glad My Mom Died, Jeanette McCurdy delivers a raw and unflinching memoir that navigates through her tumultuous relationship with her mother and her journey in the entertainment industry. With her candid storytelling, McCurdy sheds light on the intricate facets of fame, mental health, and healing from trauma. The book dives deep into her experiences as a child actor, notably on the Nickelodeon show iCarly, exposing the harsh realities behind the scenes, including the pressures and abuses she faced. McCurdy's narrative is a powerful testament to resilience as she reflects on her path to self-discovery and the difficult process of breaking free from her past. It's a compelling read for anyone interested in the true cost of childhood stardom and the strength it takes to reclaim one's life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, child stardom and its pitfalls. Jeanette McCurdy's journey into child stardom serves as a poignant exploration of the challenges and pitfalls that come with early fame. From the demanding schedules to the constant public scrutiny, McCurdy paints a vivid picture of how these factors contributed to her personal and professional struggles. She details the immense pressure to conform to certain beauty standards and behaviors, which led to struggles with eating disorders and addiction. The narrative also delves into the exploitative nature of the entertainment industry, highlighting the lack of protection for young stars. These experiences underscore the need for systemic changes within the industry to safeguard the mental and physical health of child actors. Secondly, the complex relationship with her mother. One of the central themes of I'm Glad My Mom Died is McCurdy's complex and fraught relationship with her mother. Through poignant anecdotes, she reveals how her mother's ambitions and behavior significantly impacted her self-esteem and life choices. McCurdy discusses the manipulation and control she endured, portraying the confusion and guilt she felt as a result. This relationship is a lens through which McCurdy examines broader issues of parental overreach and the impact of toxic relationships on mental health. The memoir offers deep insights into the process of setting boundaries and the long and difficult journey towards understanding and forgiveness. Thirdly, mental health struggles and healing. McCurdy's narrative is a harrowing journey through her mental health struggles, offering an intimate look at the impacts of trauma, addiction, and eating disorders. She does not shy away from describing her lowest points, providing a voice to the often silent battles many face. Crucially, McCurdy's story is also one of healing and recovery. She shares the various methods and resources that aided her journey, including therapy, writing, and comedy. Her story is a beacon of hope for others, showing that while the path to recovery is never linear or easy, it is possible to find balance and reclaim one's life through perseverance and support. Fourthly, the road to autonomy and self-discovery. McCurdy's struggle for autonomy against the backdrop of her controlling mother and the demanding entertainment industry is a compelling narrative of self-discovery and independence. Through her tumultuous journey, she learns to assert her own identity and desires, breaking free from the expectations and roles imposed upon her. This process is fraught with challenges, but it ultimately leads to a profound sense of self-awareness and empowerment. McCurdy's reflections on finding her voice and purpose outside of acting offer valuable insights into the importance of self-exploration and the courage required to pursue one's true path. Lastly, the impact of fame on personal relationships. The memoir provides a nuanced exploration of how fame impacts personal relationships, drawing from McCurdy's experiences with family, friends, and romantic partners. She describes the isolation and mistrust that can arise, as well as the unique pressures that celebrities face in maintaining private lives. McCurdy's insights into the transient nature of relationships in the spotlight reveal the challenges of discerning genuine connections from opportunistic ones. This discussion highlights the importance of fostering authentic relationships and the difficulty of navigating personal ties under the constant gaze of public scrutiny. In conclusion, Jeanette McCurdy's I'm Glad My Mom Died is a powerful memoir that speaks volumes about resilience, healing, and self-discovery. It is an essential read for not only those who have experienced similar struggles with mental health, toxic relationships, or the pressures of fame, but also for anyone looking to understand the intricate dynamics of parent-child relationships and the quest for personal autonomy. McCurdy's candidness provides a rare glimpse into the cost of childhood stardom and the strength required to overcome personal demons. Her story is a testament to the possibility of recovery and the pursuit of a life that is truly one's own. making it an inspiring narrative for anyone seeking to reclaim their identity and forge their own path. If you would like to support Jeanette McCurdy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.